Welcome to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast, where SearchHealthIT.com editors interview leading experts on IT strategies for healthcare leaders.
I'm Ed Burns, news reporter with SearchHealthIT.com. I'm here with our features writer, Don Fluckinger, and we're going to talk about his recent experiences at the RSNA conference. How are you, Don?
Hey, I'm doing well.
So why don't you tell me about what was the hot topic that everyone was talking about at the conference?
Well, it was definitely meaningful use. And RSNA, the radiologist show, is a very, very large show with many tracks. And health IT and health policy are these two little tiny slices of the pie, usually, sort of these subspecialties among the attendees. But this year, meaningful use was part of the keynotes. They had them in the big Eric Crown Theater, and they had a whole day's worth of keynote address just focusing on meaningful use and accountable care. And they also, plastered the front pages of the show dailies with IT people, which it really felt like the geeks had taken over the place.
Sure. Radiologists seems to have kind of a complicated relationship with health IT, it seems to me. On the one hand, a lot of people seem to see some benefit to bring more technology into the radiology space. And obviously, they have the incentives on the table. But at the same time, a lot of people seem to recognize that some of the meaningful use rules may be targeted more towards primary care and not really so much towards their specialty. So what were people saying about the meaningful use rules? How are they approaching that?
Well, it is an amazing thing. The association has a few leaders who really pushed for radiologists to be accepted under the meaningful use umbrella, saying we are eligible, and they sort of pushed for eligibility. And then they did realize that for specialists, it's a little bit square peg, round hole. And they're now talking about the radiologists, the rank and file, about how doing things like sharing records directly with patients, their readings of CAT scans and MRIs and all of these images might somehow foul their relationship with referring physicians who are their business rainmakers. I mean, there's all kinds of practical considerations and business reasons that meaningful use is complicating things. But yet they know ethically, most of the meaningful use criteria, especially, the record sharing and things like that, is the right thing to do. So they're jumping in. They also realize that because of accountable care and a lot of these other initiatives, that they're going to have to set up IT support for their practices. They're going to have to open up their PACs. They're going to have to share images with patients and primary care physicians and other places where they're not sharing now. They're going to have the IT support for their referring physicians to comply with meaningful use. So they may as well, reap some of those incentives now to offset some of the cost that they're going to have to invest anyway, right?
So what was one of the hot new technologies that you found at the conference? What was the one thing that you found people talking about most?
Yeah, I'll be writing a story about this coming up too, if I ever find the time. These deadlines are chasing me. Getting EHR information into radiology information systems. So getting from the EHR to the RIS so that the radiologists who are reading images don't have to click around 50 places or go to other workstations to find out information on the patient they're reading to inform their, diagnostic report. And also, in some cases, pulling in information from EHRs into their own systems so that they can comply with meaningful use. If they collect a smoking status from the referring physician, if they're in the hospital or whatever, they're that much closer to meaningful use compliance. So automating these tasks as well as being able to share images outside their silos of PACs and risk systems as quick as possible, because stage two is saying they're going to have to share those radiology images, and their referring physicians are going to have to be able to share them pretty quickly. So the race is on for the technology to enable all this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so is that principally an interoperability challenge, or how are they going about tackling that problem?
Well, that's a good question. I think from talking with vendors and some expert speaker types that the HL7 and image formatting stuff is there to accomplish it all. It's just really EMRs and RIS systems aren't really made to parse each other's data. So sort of making those two interface better, and then also making images viewable so that they don't send these huge diagnostic quality pictures to the primary care who just wants to put a small picture on his iPad or her iPad to show the patient, right? Just little technical, well, they're not little, but technical considerations like that.
So what was your favorite session from the show? Was there one that really stood out in your mind where you thought this is what people are going to be talking throughout the year in terms of radiology?
Yeah, the one about should we share reports directly with patients? And they put an all-star veteran crew of speakers who were saying, absolutely. One of the speakers from the UPenn health system had already connected the radiology department to the greater health systems, EHR. And so he was able to answer questions from the audience where people were worrying that, oh, once you open up these records, will patients call in and bother the radiologists all day? Will referring physicians get upset when the patient sees their results, especially if it's bad news, you know, cancer or something like that. And he was able to report back to the audience that actually patients wanted it. And no, the sky wasn't falling. Patients didn't impact the efficiency of the radiologists. You know, there wasn't a lot of pushback from anybody, you know, surprisingly. At least to the radiologists in the audience. I think you and I know from reporting on Health IT that patients are usually pretty good with their information, even if it's technical content, and maybe we have to call up our physician or Google the definition of a technical term we don't understand or whatever. It doesn't, our skulls don't crack open and we faint, you know, being intimidated by all this intense medical content, right?
Sure, and that's something I hear about in my own reporting a lot too, is people talk about how even when doctor's offices were first starting to get phones, everyone was worried about, oh my God, patients are gonna start flooding our lines with calls, and obviously that didn't really happen, and now it's hard to imagine a practice without a phone. And so maybe that's the direction that people see this sort of thing going in as well.
Right, and it was pretty, there were some troubling pieces of this just to my ears, you know. There was one or two questioners from the audience asking this panel of experts, you know, what if my client I'm reading images for contractually obligates me to release the records to that organization and not the patient, but yet meaningful use and HIPAA are forcing me to release it to the patient in the same day. It's sort of like conflicting, you know, business issues there and compliance issues. And I thought the speakers were really good because they just came back and said, ethically, it's going to the patient, and soon, you know, it will be illegal, if it isn't already, to have contractual clauses like that.
Yeah, well, it sounds like a tricky issue either way, but sounds like it was a pretty interesting conference to go to, so thanks for taking the time to talk with us about it today.
Well, thanks for having me, Ed.
Thank you for listening to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast. For more information and resources about healthcare technology and electronic health records, please visit SearchHealthIT.com. Thank you.